back here on the Boss Man Show with former Atlanta Hawk and New Hofstra Pride head coach Billy Claxton. Coach, what's up? How you doing, man?
Good, man. How's everything?
Everything's good, man. It's June and the Hawks are playing basketball, which is a rarity for us the last few years. So I'm happy as can be, man.
Yeah, they're doing well, man. They got a monster and a point guard in Trey Young, man. He's leading the way. He's killing it right now.
No doubt. Well, Coach Claxton, tell me this, man. You're leading your alma mater, man. Your school you played at, you grew up right near the school. So tell me, man, how's it feel leading your alma mater now, leading the Hofstra Pride now after Coach Mihalik all those years, man, having a program?
It's amazing, man. It's so surreal that I'm back and leading this program into the future. You know, this is definitely something that I envisioned when I signed here in 2000, and to have it come full circle and to actually have it happen is a unreal feeling.
No doubt. And for you, man, you played or had a good career in NBA, man. At what point did you decide you want to get into coaching?
You know, it came later in my career. Actually, when I left Atlanta and I had all those knee problems, and they traded me to Golden State along with AC Law for Jamal Crawford. And we was in practice. I was still trying to give it another shot. And Don Nelson saw how I was interacting with my teammates on the court. And he knew I was kind of like 50-50 on whether to go forward with my career or shut it down because my knees was giving me real issues. And he was like, yo, Speedy, you ever thought about getting into coaching? And at that point, I didn't. But then once he said it, you know, to have a Hall of Fame coach say that to you, I mean, that it rang off alarms in my head. And at that point, I was like, this, maybe I should think about this. He's like, you really should think about it. He said, I think you'll be great. And ever since then, I was like, you know what? Let me get into coaching.
And kind of been a point guard. You're kind of a coaching player anyway, being a point guard. Yeah. You calling all the plays anyway, looking at the schemes, defense, knowing where you go call, pick your roles, or pin down, whatever.
As a point guard, you see the floor. You see the game different. You're seeing it kind of through the coaching lens, and you always got to stay one step ahead of what's going on. So, yeah, I mean, I think I'm already made to be a head coach.
No doubt. And for you, man, being an assistant coach, I know when I was a co-host of a radio show, I was thinking in my head, how would I do if I was the actual host? So you being an assistant coach, how'd you kind of prepare yourself for this position you're in right now?
You know, you just got to you gotta trust in what you learn and who you learn from. I've learned from a great coach, and Coach Mihalik, and he prepared me for this day. And, you know, we had a talk before I got awarded the job. He said, listen, Speedy, you're ready. He said, trust me, I've been around you for the last 7-8 years. He said, it's your time.
No doubt. And looking at this, man, like for you, man, now, rather making a suggestion, now it's the actual decision now. Now you got to make the decision. It's no more suggesting any things anymore. It's like, hey, okay, you got to say, okay, now I got to make this call. Now, how's that been for you so far, man?
It's been good. It's funny because I thought about that walking into to my office today because we have a kid coming up to visit and a few. And I always remember whenever I had a kid come visit and when I was an assistant coach, I would always say to Coach Mihalik, oh, do you want to do this? Do you want to do this? And he would be like this, you know, whatever you want to do. And then I was like this, damn, it's actually my decision now. Like, yo, nah, let's do this. Let's do this.
Yes, indeed. And you know what, man? I think building programs is good because you are Hofstra. You are that Long Island, New York area. You are that pro. So if they know about Hofstra, you know. I would attend Tennessee State, so I go to TSU and Nashville. So, like, for me, if I can tell TSU, I can tell you anything about that you want to know about. So for you, man, recruiting a kid, you know Hofstra backwards and forwards. You are all the Bisonberry, per se. So if they don't know about Hofstra, you know I already know about it. So guys comes like, okay, he's an NBA coach. He's an NBA player. He's a head coach. So he wants me. I got to go up there and play with this guy.
Yeah, you know, and when I first took the job over, we had – 6 scholarship players. And, you know, I had 2 incoming freshmen. So that's 8 kids on the roster. So I had 5 scholarships to fill. And I was talking to one of my assistant coaches. I'm like, yo, how are we going to get 5 kids to commit here this year? And it was actually easy and fun. Kids gravitate towards me. And I think they want to come play for me. So I'm looking forward to it.
And you know that portal, man, is like, to me, it's like college basketball for agency, man. You can pick it whoever you want to pick out of that portal, find whatever you need out there in that portal. And you can talk to the kids directly now. You're going to go through AAU coach or, you know, a mediator. You can talk to them directly with this portal thing here we got.
Yeah, the transfer portal is wild, man. I think there might still be 1,000 kids in the transfer portal. I feel that we won the transfer portal this go around. I mean, we got some good kids. Zach Cooks was all conference at NJIT. Dawn Stone Dubois, he was a former top 150 player coming out of high school last year. His three final schools was Iowa State, Notre Dame, and Maryland. So we have him coming in. We have Jarrett Simmons, a transfer from UPenn, who when he was in high school, he was a high major recruit. We also landed Aaron Estrada. He's a transfer from Oregon. So we definitely won the transfer market. We got a big kid, Bade, a transfer from Arkansas. So we're loaded. We're locked and loaded, man.
And the CAA is a tough conference. You know, my buddy coached down in J.J. Madison, my Bryant, my buddy, you know, but I got to cheer for you now because, you know.
I'm not gonna hold that against you.
I got to cheer for you now. You know, I try to cheer for the brothers, of course. I got to cheer for brothers who are the head coaches now. I try to give y'all the love, you know what I'm saying? You know, so I got to cheer for the brothers. That's my guy, man, from the coach of Georgia Southern down here. But, yeah, man, y'all conference is so hard, man, from top to bottom. It's no easy night. You got tough coaches. Tough teams, great players up and down that league, man.
Yeah, no, the league is good. It might not be as well known nationally, but you know, all of us that's in it, we know the day to day struggles. And when you match up against anybody, I mean, anybody beat anybody on any given night. There's some good teams and good players in this league.
No doubt. And Speed, I feel like this, man. A lot of mid-major basketballs gets looked over because it's not the Power Five. But there's so many talented guys. Look at Damian Lillard, McCollum, guys who played mid-major ball who are in the league balling like crazy.
I mean, the best player in the league came from mid-major and Steph Curry and Dame Lillard. I mean, those two guys right there, two at the top. And they're mid-major players. I mean, that's why I try to tell these kids that I recruit now. Like, it doesn't matter where you go, as long as wherever you're at, you do what you're supposed to do, and the NBA is gonna come find you. But you have to be given the opportunity to showcase your talent and what you can do on the court if you really truthfully honest and get to that next level.
Like, I'll give another example. At Murray State, Cameron Payne and John Morant. John Morant. Oh, that's the OVC. That's even more like a low major school.
Yeah.
And they in the league, first round draft picks of OKC and the Memphis Grizzlies. And Robert Covington from my school, undrafted free agent, names with Portland Trailblazers playing a big role for those guys.
I'm telling you, honestly, in my opinion, it's so much easier getting to the NBA from a smaller school. It really is. I mean, especially if you're not supposed to be at that smaller school, you're going to obviously stand out if you're playing against players that's a lesser talent. And at the end of the day, you have a goal and you're trying to make it to the NBA. Why not take the easiest route possible?
Exactly.
It just makes sense to me. So if I'm a 4 or 5-star recruit, I'm going to go to a school a notch down that I'm getting recruited at, because now I know I'm going to be able to showcase my talent, and most likely those kids that I'm playing against aren't going to be able to match up against me. So I'm going to get the looks that I want.
No doubt. And like you said, man, the eye and the sky don't lie. They can find the tape on you. If you can play, they're going to find you. So just because you have a Kentucky on your chest or Alabama don't mean nothing, especially if you're not even been playing that much.
Yeah, it means absolutely nothing. I mean, it's tough to go to, especially Kentucky. It's tough to go to Kentucky if you're not a one and done, because you're gonna get recruited over that next year. And I mean, I think the last couple of years, Kentucky players have struggled because it's a big adjustment coming from high school to college. I mean, if you're playing as a college kid that's been at that school for 3-4 years, he's gonna know how to play.
No doubt. For sure, brother. For sure, man. And for you, man, getting guys on the court, man, workout starting here real soon. How's it going to be having guys actually on campus this summer to get them skill development and working them out so they can actually grow underneath your tutelage while you seeing them do what they do?
Oh yeah, I can't wait. Our kids will be here in the next couple of weeks. They come in June 28th, and I think it's important because I think the summer is where you get to focus on your game and get better. And if you can get better, if you can get better individually, then we'll be good collectively when we come together in October.
I got three more for you, Speedy. Tell me this, what was your favorite moment as the Atlanta Hawk, man?
My favorite moment, and as Atlanta Hawk, honestly, I would probably say when we went to the playoffs, man, against Boston.
Yes.
I didn't play, but it was a good feeling to be there because we haven't been there in a while.
No doubt. And the fans, I was in the arena. I enjoyed it. Zaza going against Kevin Garnett. Letting him know he ain't with that woof-woof stuff. And seeing Mike Woodson coach the ball guys up, man, look, I love their team, you know. I wish they could have won it up in Boston in Game 7, but, man, it was just fun to see the Hawks back in the playoffs with all those years of just not being around. And I was like, man, this is so exciting to have these guys doing this right now.
Yeah, it was great for the fans. I mean, because they're loyal supporters out there, and they earned that to have a good team just like this year. I'm thankful that the Hawks are doing what they're doing because they have some good fans in Atlanta, and they deserve to have a winning team.
Now, what's your favorite food spot in ATL when you was down here?
My favorite, you know what? I used to go to Justin's a lot on Peachtree.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I really like their wings and mac and cheese. And I was also go to Gladys Nice quite a few also after games.
Oh, yeah. I love that spot, too. I also love Tim Lindsay's as well.
Yeah.
And get my tacos, pick any ways I want to get over there in Grant Park, man. So.
I miss the A, man. I had a good time out there. I just wish that my knee didn't have the issues that it had, man, because I had so much more to show and prove out there, man.
No doubt. And last one, Trae Young's about your height, man, doing what he's doing. He's 6'1", 180. You're 5'11", listed 5'11". So talk about being a small guard, trying to make impact against all those bigger guys and how the game now with Steph Curry, these smaller guys are shooting bombs like they are right now. The game with going to floaters here, causing the defense to have a trouble either way you go. They'll be driving the ball, shooting three. It can kind of pick the poison. How are they going to defend you?
Yeah, these kids are on another level. I'm talking about the shots that they're taking and making are the shots that we would have wanted to give up back when I was playing. You know, the sidesteps threes, the half-court threes. It's like, okay, go take that if you want to take that. But these kids, they're proving that that's a comfortable shot for them. So you damn near got to guard those kids when they step over half court, which is unreal when you're watching the game and you actually played the game and you remember how it was when you played. To see them play the game the way they're playing it, it's kind of unreal. Like, yo, these kids are dead nice.
Is that when Trae Young goes downhill, gets in the lane, you're in trouble. You're going to double him. It's a lob to Capella, or it's going to be a three in the corner to Bogdanović or on the waist side over to the Gallo. You're screwed either way you go.
He makes the game so easy. I mean, with his ability to shoot the ball and pass the ball, his IQ, I mean, playing with him must be easy. I mean, all you got to do is make shots. If you're a big, go to the rim and catch a lob. I mean, Trae Young's going to dial it up. He's a special, special talent.
And then when you start to – while off for that downhill, he can bomb me from three. So either way you go, pick your poison. Which way you gonna get me today?
You basically gotta hope that the other guys are missing shots.
Yes.
If they're not, you're gonna be in for a long night.
No matter what you do, a long night with Speedy. Thank you for your time today, brother. We'll do this again real soon. Chop it up with you about some basketball and talk about the pride some more, my guy.
No problem, man. Thanks for having me.
Anytime, brother.
Cool.